This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So let's talk again about work from home or return to the office. They're both linked to each other. It is a major issue for many people, particularly as many companies are looking for employees to spend more time in the office, return to office. Interesting findings from a survey done today by Morgan McKinley. We're joined by Tracy Keevans, Global Foreign Direct Investment Director at Morgan McKinley. And Tracy, you have focused on financial services, although I suspect that we can extrapolate a lot of the findings here to other forms of work from home and return to the office. So tell us what you found in your survey about employees and their relationship with employers when it comes to this issue.
So Morgan McKinley's research showed that there was a notable productivity gap between how employers and employees are perceiving the in-office presence. So it found that 14% of employers believed that a full return to office would increase productivity, but 60% of employees cited that lower levels of productivity. So it had a negative impact of being in the office. So, you know, really, the research found that while hybrid working has more or less stabilized in the financial services sector and wider sectors, our research showed that employers are still risking, you know, things like damaging the retention or the productivity and well-being of their employees if those return to work policies become too rigid.
Yeah, because Tracy, we've covered with Ian Guider in the Business News on a number of occasions, new deals between Bank of Ireland and its staff and AIB and its staff. And obviously in financial services, that goes way beyond that. And you have many companies in the IFSC and whatever. But the feeling I'm getting from talking to people at senior levels in financial institutions is that they feel very much that you need this ability to be present with each other, talking to each other, to make decisions, to find out what is going on. They feel this actually can't be done if working from home.
Mm-hmm. And that is exactly it. The employers, the very strong feedback from employers through this survey was that they felt the advantages to this was fostering collaboration culture, which employees in the main agreed with. They felt that it would enable the younger cohort of workers to learn by osmosis or benefit from some of the robust mentorship programs that they had in situ. However, what it isn't taking into account is the dissatisfaction with employees on the cost of this. So obviously reduced or increased fuel costs and increased commuting time. 70% of the employee survey said that they would need higher pay to offset this because they see this return to office as having a real impact on their take-home pay, with the majority saying they felt they saw they were taking a pay cut. So,
does it also then apply to a degree of burnout in the sense of productivity that people feel they are tired from the commute and the stresses of the commute, that this then reduces their performance when they're actually working?
And that was the majority feedback from more than 60% of employees did speak to that burnout. That burnout was higher in the female cohort of respondents than it was in the male. And it came back to, in terms of the lower represented salary brackets in the 36% were earning the 30 to 50% versus 21% of male, and they were more likely to carry the caregiving responsibilities, again 51 versus 45% in it. And that was resulting in a real level of burnout, the commute associated with it, the inflexibility of it, and the stress that it was carrying in terms of managing a longer commute time in some cases, and doing that on a lesser perceived reduced salary as a result of the increased costs of that commute.
Did you ask the employers as to their view as to the caring responsibilities of employees? Because, again, anecdotal feedback that I've heard is that there are some employers who think, well, we're not paying people to stay at home to do the child collection or to look after people or whatever.
And yes, that was certainly viewed by, and again, some employers were more strong on this and recognition of it. Others were, as you said, of the view that, you know, in terms of the working day is the working day. I think from respondents and where there's maybe a potential for more of a connect between employees, employers, is this whole area of flexibility. So we have seen employers who have enforced more rigid return to office for all of the reasons we've said. But in actual fact, where they've shown flexibility to employees to take time on either side of the day, which they'll give back at another point to either make that appointment for an elderly parent or whether it's for school drop-offs or whatever it might be, that has seemed to be of more welcome benefit.
Okay, how's this impacting on people changing jobs and on employers being able to attract new talent or retain existing people?
Well, 51% said that they were dissatisfied with the current office attendance, and 62% said that the increase in office attendance requirement was making their desire to leave, was increasing their desire to leave. So absolutely having an impact. I mean, in our Q1 employment monitor, we would also have shown that there was a 34% uplift in people registering for opportunity. And one of the reasons that was happening was because their return to office policies were becoming stricter and less flexible than they had experienced previously.
Thank you very much, Tracy Keevans, Global Foreign Direct Investment Director at Morgan McKinley.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.